8:14. Hughesy and Nairn. Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM. Top of 23 and sunny in West Pennant Hills.
There's a new trend in the world, and it's, I think it might be the way to go. People are doing it. It's life changing. And it's life improving.
I don't know.
I think it is.
I'm all for anything that makes you feel good about yourself. But I want to know more.
Well, you need to talk to Jackson from Maths. Oh. Jackson, we are great friends of yours now. We're good buddies, aren't we, Jackson?
That we are. The hostess with the mostest, you guys.
Yeah, we are the hostesses
with the mostest.
How are
you guys good buddies, just out of interest? How did this develop?
Well, from the singles night.
Yeah, I know, but have you nurtured your relationship since? Have you spent time on the phone?
No, we haven't. But Jackson, you know when you have a connection with someone, don't you, Jackson?
Sometimes you just click. You don't need to spend every time together, you know?
I've definitely clicked with Jackson. We're on the same page.
I'll tell you what else clicks with Jackson.
His teeth. Because that's what we want to talk about, Jackson.
Beautiful.
Your teeth are popping out of the Instagram photos. They're popping in real life.
Yeah.
What have you had done to your teeth, Jackson?
So the top row of my teeth, I've had veneers done. And then the bottom row, I've had Invisalign.
Yeah. So you have, and how long has this whole process taken?
Oh, so the veneers from start to finish was probably about maybe 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And then the Invisalign's been about 20
months.
Probably close. Like, no, 20
weeks.
Yeah, 25
days.
Weeks.
Or 28
weeks.
Hours. Yeah. Right. So, Jackson, you were already an attractive man. That's fair to say. You've seen Jackson in real life.
Absolutely. Very, very good looking man. Yes.
But do you feel what percentage more confident are you now?
I'm so much more confident. So I had a little lap just over the front of my tooth, which wasn't much. I still liked my teeth, but getting veneers, I've just had so much more confidence. Shoulders are back a lot more and got a bit more swagger.
I love that so much. And as I said earlier, I think, you know, we're in a world, and particularly with social media and everything else, where there's so many things that make you feel crappy about who you are, what you look like, what you got, blah, blah, blah. Anything you do that makes you feel good, just do.
Shoulders back. Yeah. I mean,
I love that. Shoulders back.
A little bit of swagger now in my step.
And smiling.
Well, he had swagger at the singles night, didn't he? Have swagger working that line of ladies.
There's no doubt that he was a popular man at that singles party. Probably too popular.
Yeah, I think the other men were not so happy with your presence.
No, you know what? Everyone was great. But yes, Jackson was king of the jungle that night. So you...
what does it cost, Jackson? Or did you get a kind of... kind of sponsorship deal from Maths, like a lot of people get that on Instagram, whatever.
They're not the cheapest. Mm. Like my whole work, like I got a fair bit done, including Invisalign. It was in the high thousands. So
almost $10,000. Is that fair to say?
It's north of that.
Over 10,000.
Wow.
My God, that is a winning smile. That's an expensive smile.
It is a very expensive.
Do they? Smile. And the question I asked for you, I heard that for you, they actually drill down and they grind your actual teeth almost out of your skull. Do they go down to the stumps?
Nah, they don't do anything like that. Like obviously I had a big lap on my front tooth and they do file it down, but they filed it down barely anything. Like it's minimal filing compared to what I thought.
So if the veneers somehow were stolen in the middle of the night, you wouldn't look ridiculous.
No. They literally if they ever did fall off, which they never would, if someone's coming in with a crowbar trying to take them out, I would still look reasonable.
You still look reasonable.
Like a mouth guard. They're not false teeth. Like they're attached, bruh.
That might be
I've chewed gobstoppers and they haven't come out. So
oh, that's a good test.
That's
oh,
a really
I bet
good
you
test.
Have. I don't know where that came.
It wasn't a euphemism.
No,
he's actually chewed gobstoppers.
I was genuinely saying, I bet you have.
Right. Gobstopper's not a cheerleader that he knows, you know.
What are you talking about? What's something else that makes
Hang
you
on, we had a doctor ring in.
What?
Yeah. The doc. Thank you, Jackson. Now, 131060, have you had the veneers? What do you think? Are they worth every single penny? Up shortly, an official dentist is coming on to tell us the do's, the don'ts, the cost, the everything of the veneers. And should Hughesy get them? Is it time to get rid of the putrid pigs?
Oh, my God.
Don't call call them putrid pegs. I don't like that. That's not
very funny, though.
Putrid pegs is not. That's not nice. Is it?
That's not.
It's they, really I, funny, yeah, but.
My
that's
wife
fair.
Listens to this
no,
show.
No, exactly. She loves your. But she's one that's been advocating for you to fix him, hasn't she?
She says it could break me in America, she reckons.
Whoa!
Yes. I reckon you're getting too late for that. I'm going to give that up.
That's next. New Today FM.